Kathmandu or Bust by David Napfine and Mike Yeaman. Episode 3, Turkish Delight.
Turkey. It's very hot and we're sitting at a beach bar. Simon looks very English with his Panama hat and peeling nose. He told me last night that he discovered Buddhism while watching cricket at Lord's. Both gave him a sense of eternity. The truck is packed and we are eager to go. While we are waiting for his Joan. The place is swarming with English package tourists. Don't envy them at all.
What are we doing here, Petra?
I'm writing my photo journal. And Callum's ogling at women through the binoculars.
I'm not. I'm just estimating the distance between two points. May as well do something while we wait. Joan was due back 2 hours ago, and she's the one who always moans that we're behind schedule.
I don't know why she wanted to go and take pictures of a crumbling ruin. She's got plenty of the truck.
Not to mention a few of its owner.
I'd have liked to have gone with her. I'd have liked to have had a look at the old fort. In fact, I'd have liked to have a look at anything. We've seen nothing of the real turkey.
This whole trip's a real turkey, hon.
There's nothing stopping you going.
She wanted to go on her own for some reason.
But you could have gone on your own.
I didn't want to go on my own.
So you can't be that bothered about seeing the real turkey, then.
Joan said she wanted some peace and quiet. I can relate to that. We all need our personal space, especially on a trip like this. I think people are prone to get on each other's nerves from time to time.
What blinding insight, Simon. Any particular examples spring to mind?
She's been gone 6 hours. How much personal space does she need?
Here we are, people. Refreshments.
Oh, what Turkish delights do you have for us?
Advisors and burgers.
What are we doing here, Trigger?
Waiting for Joan.
I think what Ellie means, Trigger, is that here we are in the land of Kismet, the gateway to the east. Here live sultans. Here lies magic and mystery. Look where we are.
Well, it's the best beach bar on the coast. The Cosmos rep told me.
Hey, Trigger, I want some culture.
So do I.
I'd have thought that culture you picked up in Romania would have been enough.
Has your diarrhea cleared up, Petra?
Yes, Simon, thank you for asking.
While we're all here...
Except for Joan.
Except for Joan, yeah, but I'm sure I can speak for her.
As you often do.
While we're all here, we should agree on the next stage of our route before we set off.
The itinerary's already been planned.
By who?
By me. By Kathmandu Overdrive.
Precisely, Trigger. And what have we seen? Highways, border posts, transport cafes.
Lots of garages, a hospital.
And a beach bar by the gently lapping waves of the Mediterranean.
Do any of you guys notice anything about that list?
We haven't been to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Although we came pretty close in Switzerland.
Not one capital city. We've missed Paris, Vienna, Geneva, Budapest, Bucharest. And because Trigger can't work out how to exit from a roundabout properly, we've missed Istanbul.
Constantinople.
See? There's another place we've missed.
Ellie's right.
I suggest that Trigger gets the map out of the truck and we decide where we want to go next.
Yeah, I do run this company, you know. And as company director and tour manager, I decide what route we take.
Oh, so what's your plan, then?
Well, we stick to the route on the map.
Which route is that?
The one Bernice marked in felt tip.
Isn't that a wee bit iffy going through the Caucasus?
Oh, is that the page I spilled beer on?
No. I was thinking of landmines.
Okay. I'm open to negotiation. Let's discuss. Get me one of your packets of cigarettes, Simon.
Actually, I'm keeping them for emergencies.
Well, this is an emergency. I've run out.
Well, bye, sir. I'm not opening my packs of duty-frees. I'll get the map.
Goodness, is that the time? I really must be getting back. My friends will be worried about me.
Oh, there's no hurry. They know you are safe. You are a grown woman. You can decide what you want to do.
I can, can't I? You see, I'm so used to doing things for other people.
You are a very special lady. Tell me again about the orange boots at the Jumblies sale.
Oh... Where the hell has she got to?
She'd only suggest a different route.
No, she wouldn't. She'd agree with me.
Shall we approach this logically?
Why start now?
What do we want to see in Syria?
Nothing. It's just sand, isn't it? We've seen enough sand here. Now, give me a look at that map. Where's Persia? I want to buy some rugs for presents.
Here it is, Ellie. It's called Iran. Oh, perhaps you've heard of it.
Hell! I could get taken hostage. I'm not going to spend the next 3 years in captivity for the sake of some carpets.
They wouldn't want to keep you that long.
I don't care. I can get the stupid rugs at home, mail order. Iranians, Iraqis, they're all the same. Religious fanatics. They're not normal.
That's what I like about travel. It broadens the mind.
As an American citizen, I am at risk in those countries. They don't like Americans. They're prejudiced.
What, just because you sold them arms, destabilized their regimes, and supported their cruel dictators? Nah, you're right, Ellie. They're prejudiced.
Oh, yeah. Well, London and Baghdad aren't exactly twin towns, are they?
What we should
do... Where do you want to go, Callum?
Down the Rose and Crown for a game of darts.
Can I suggest something?
No! We're deciding.
If we go north of the Caspian Sea, we can go to Samarkand.
Hey, I've heard of that. The Golden Road to Samarkand.
It's at the end of the Silk Road.
Oh, that sounds exotic. Well, shall we do that?
Yes.
Oh, hey, trigger agrees, eh?
So, we go via Armenia.
That's fine by me, people.
What's come over you, Trigger?
I've got travel documents for Armenia.
Why didn't you say? Would have saved all the arguing.
You wouldn't let me. Democratically, of course.
Oh, how much longer is she going to be?
So, who were the Callum? Those two girls.
What two girls?
The two girls you spent the last hour chatting up.
15 minutes at the most. Don't exaggerate.
Oh, so you admit you were chatting them up?
If you must know, Petra.
I'm not interested.
I am trying to explain.
Your life is your own, Callum.
Oh, good.
Do you think that something has happened to Joan? She's been gone for hours.
You fancy the blonde with the big nose.
I do not. Hey, I thought you said my life was my own.
It is.
Oh, well, good.
So you preferred a friend with a skinny arm.
Ah,
oh,
sick.
Cheese and ham toast is all round. And 5 more lagers.
I wanted a Greek salad.
Tuck, we're in Turkey.
They've got ham in.
You can pick it out.
Is it vegetarian cheese?
Oh, how should I know? Now, do you want a lager? Or are you making a stand against the exportation of yeast?
Still no Joan?
No. What if she's gotten sick?
What with? She was fine this morning.
I don't know. But you know what it's like over here.
Not really. We've hardly been anywhere.
I'm serious. We should go and look for her.
What if she comes back while we're looking for her?
Well, obviously, someone should stay here.
I'll do that.
You won't, Callum. You just want to get off with one of those girls.
I do not want to get off with
them. Do you really think they're interested in you?
Well, if that's what you think, then what are you worried about?
Will you two shut up?
I'm sorry, I lost my control. I shouldn't have shouted like that.
No, Simon, you were right to say it. It's getting on my nerves as well.
Yeah, mine too.
And mine. Oh, well, that hot pepper.
Okay. It's obvious nobody's going to get things organized. So I'm arranging a search party. Callum, Petra, you two have a scout around the old town.
Oh, I don't particularly want to traipse around the old town in this heat.
Actually, I don't mind. I'd like to see the shops.
Petra, you're searching for Joan, not buying trinkets.
Oh, well, that's rich from the woman who bought...
Can I suggest that we just...
No, Simon! You check out the restaurant.
But, Ellie...
I'll organize this search, if you don't mind. Trigger, you can... Stay here and man the base.
I think I'll try the old fort.
Just do as I say.
She'll have gone from there by now, Simon.
But if something has happened, one of the guides might be able to tell me.
Oh, good thinking, Simon.
Thank you, Ellie.
I'll look round the harbor. Everyone back here at 16:30 hours.
Okay. Oh, Ellie, if you see Ahmed, tell him goodbye from me.
Sure will.
Who's Ahmed?
Just a fisherman Ellie and I met. He invited us out on his boat.
Ellie never mentioned it.
Ellie didn't go.
Yeah, in a boat with a strange man.
It was only 16, hardly.
Oh, so it's one rule for you, one rule for me, yeah?
You are very lucky. My village does not have a Madri's Tudor tea shop.
But there must be a place where people sit and talk.
We sit in a square and drink a Turkish coffee. Out of little cups.
Oh, how nice. Can you get decaffeinated? You know, I really should let my friends know where you're taking me.
There is no need to worry about your friends.
There's no need to hold me so tight.
Petra, we are not here to buy souvenirs.
I just want to get these earrings. What do you think?
They look like something for luring mackerel. Shame you didn't have them when you were out on Ahmed's boat. Did you catch anything? apart from crabs.
Nothing happened.
Oh, well, nothing new there then, eh?
It was an innocent boat trip. Anyway, if you will spend your time chatting up girls...
I wasn't...
At least I talk to foreigners. You never want to experience anything different.
Yes, I do.
Callum, those girls were Scottish.
No, they weren't. They were from Edinburgh. Let's forget it, shall we? We're supposed to be looking for Joan.
Now I'm worried. It's not like her to do something irresponsible.
Yeah, she's been so adamant about sticking to the timetable.
Mind you, she's not quite so rigid lately. Ever since that Romanian police officer took her out for a pizza. Perhaps she's just beginning to wonder if there is more to life.
Then she's in for one hell of a disappointment. Now, let's look down this street. It looks a likely place for brothels and opium dens.
Oh, I don't like it, Callum. There's some really odd-looking people.
Hello.
Simon.
Oh, you gave me a fright.
Any news?
Yeah. England are not playing a spinner in the third test.
Oh, Simon.
Have you been to the fort yet?
Yeah, I'm on my way now. I just stopped to get a newspaper. Look, we could all go together.
Well, we might as well. She's obviously not out here.
It's very odd.
What?
The Headingley wicket will take spin.
Is it with Brits? A puny little country with one time zone and they can't even keep their watches right. Oh, well, better use the time constructively. Now then, chapter 2. Abilene gazed out of the window, watching the swirl of exotic landscapes until she caught Casper's enigmatic smile in the rearview mirror. I think I modeled him on this drunken heap. And the truck was moving easily along the highway. No, Ellie, she's in France. The truck was moving easily along the autobahn. She dared to look at Casper's reflection once more. What thoughts did those penetrating eyes conceal?
Yes, Bernice, seems good for me, too. Did you put the rubbish out for the bin men?
She had no thought of danger when suddenly...
Oh, I will never let you go.
I think Mother might have something to say about that.
Shh. It is best if you do not speak.
Oh!
Oh, my little Joni.
I wish my mother was here.
Your mother could not help you now.
Oh, yes, she could. She does a wonderful massage for cramp. She uses essential oils, but they're not necessary.
Oh. English, yes. About this height. Hair the colour of that stone.
Oh, a bit darker, I would say.
Hair the colour of that stone. She was wearing navy blue shorts.
White trousers.
She's in a navy.
Let me, Simon. She was wearing white trousers.
Yes, our sailors wear white trousers.
No, she is not in the navy. She is a traveller. An English traveller.
There are many English tourists. As you can see, you yourselves are English tourists.
We're not tourists.
I may have seen her.
Really?
Then again, I may have not. There are many people. Hey, come with me. I shall talk to my friend. He is very good. He notices all the women.
Uh-huh. Oh, Simon, can you walk a bit closer to him? I want to take a photo.
What for?
From a photo journal. The search for Joan. Can you wipe your sunblock off?
Take one of Callum.
Oh, I did just before. I snapped him ping over the battlement.
Here is my friend. He will help us. These English people are looking for a woman.
Oh, we'd be so grateful if you could help.
Is she beautiful?
Yes.
No.
She's very English.
Ah, she has red face.
Yes.
Is it as red as yours, sir?
Not quite. Look, she's quite unmistakable. White trousers, blue T-shirt with a picture of a panda on.
Panda?
Black and white. From China. About this big, I think.
A sun hat! She was wearing a large sun hat with a yellow ribbon.
And she would be asking a lot of questions.
And buying postcards.
I think I remember. I noticed her.
Where?
She was in the cafe.
Are you sure it was her?
She has a big smile, yes?
Yes.
And a little sack for the back.
Yes.
She ordered just hot water.
And used her own tea bag.
Yes, she was very English. Except she didn't show her bottom to the Germans at the next table.
Where did she go?
A man approached her.
A tourist?
A Turk. They talk.
And then...
What?
They went away together.
Where?
He had her by the arm. She looked nervous.
Oh, Joel. And you did nothing?
I couldn't. I was having my picture taken.
Did you see which way they went?
They got in a car. A green one.
When was this?
2-3 hours ago.
Oh, God, we'll never find her.
I think they took the road to the sea.
We'll never catch them.
You might. It was a Citroen 2CV. Now, would you like to take my photograph?
Oh, no, no, thanks. Come on, Simon.
It's very cheap. $2, you can take my photograph against the statue and
thank you.
Thank you very much. Petra, Simon.
Oh. I've been asking around, and I found out where Joan went.
We know. She went to the sea.
No, to the hills.
With a man.
Two men.
In a car.
Station wagon.
Green.
Red.
Hmm. Look, I'll go to the police.
She's been murdered.
Oh, don't talk stupid.
I'm not talking stupid. It happens. I think we should go to the police.
I just said that. Do I exist, I wonder?
Oh, what are you going to report? Grown woman missing in holiday resort for 6 hours?
It's wise to be on the safe side. Now, you two go back to the truck. I'll go to the police station.
I'll come too.
I am capable of handling a simple task on my own. I'm not a complete nerd.
I didn't say you were.
No need to argue, Petra.
As soon as I've dealt with it, I'll see you back at the truck.
Now, my little English tourist.
I'm not a tourist. I'm from Babersham.
But you are not there now.
No. Where am I? Where am I?
Here, with me. And that is all that matters.
His head moved closer to hers. His moist lips glistened. His sweet... breath.
Christ. My mouth's like the bottom of a parrot's cage.
Gee, thanks, Trigger. You've just destroyed my creative flow.
Oh, sorry, Don. Yeah, where is everyone?
Looking for Joan.
Oh, she's still not back. We should do something.
Hey, Trigger. What a great idea. What do you suggest? More beers?
Ellie. Joan's been kidnapped.
Petra, we don't know that.
What do you mean? She's been kidnapped.
She went off in a car.
Or a truck.
With a man.
Or two men.
Excuse me, I'm English. Can you tell me where the police station is? No, it doesn't matter. I can see...
Joan! Joan! Wait!
Hey, what do you think you're doing? You got my arm, you pervert! Trust me, they're disgusting!
I'm sorry, I tripped. I thought you were a friend of mine.
Please, quick,
no,
please!
I'm dreadfully sorry. There's no need for the police. Ow!
Police!
I think we should go to the police.
Simon's dealing with them.
I think we should go to the police.
Yeah, he's probably got himself arrested. I bet he's lying in some rat-infested jail like William Hurt in Midnight Express.
John Hurt.
Eh?
William Hurt languished in jail in Kiss of the Spider Woman.
Oh. A lot of actors end up in jail, don't they?
Well, we've got to do something. I can't bear just sitting around. Mm.
Another search? We'll leave a note on the truck for Joan and Simon.
I'll go check the bars.
Trigger!
Hey, doll, I'm not going to drink. This is serious. I want to find Joan. Maybe she's drunk.
Trigger, she's practically teetotal.
Exactly. She's not used to it. Some bloke's probably spiked her cola.
You're not going to find her propping up the bar someplace.
No, she's probably under it by now.
I can't imagine.
Look, I've been around. I'm not worried about approaching dodgy people and getting answers. You come with me, Ellie. They'll have the Yank accent. Petra, you and Callum check the shoreline again.
But it's dark.
Yeah, she could be lost. Staggering along the beach in a drunken stupor.
Or floating in the sea.
Ellie!
It was all a mistake.
You keep saying.
I thought she was a friend of mine who's gone missing.
So why didn't you report it to the police?
I was on my way here when I...
When you attacked that woman.
I did no such thing.
No. Where did you say your passport was?
Shots of Bacardi for the price of one!
You don't think that's real Bacardi, do you? No! It's industrial solvent with a bit of flavouring. Lethal. One glass of that and poor old Joan will know where she was.
Tasted okay to me.
Yeah, let's try this. Fergie's bar.
We've already been in here.
Yeah, I want to ask that girl on the bar again.
The girl behind the bar or the one on the bar dancing topless?
Well, she might have spotted something. She'd get a very good view from up there.
Not half as good as the one you're
getting.
I thought these people were Muslims. Don't they keep their women covered up?
Yeah, there'll be some official bribe to turn a blind eye.
He'll get one. The way she's shaking those things about.
Hey, it's a sad fact, but in this country, Ellie, though, bribery oars the wheels of authority.
You've been here before?
No. But there was this lorry driver I used to get knocked off gear from.
Just a sec, Trigger. Hold on. Let me ask this barman. Barman!
Yeah. Give a proper description this time, will ya?
Yeah. One shot tequila, two Jack Daniels.
Joan missing? Simon missing? One disaster after another, and in between we just argue. Destroying what few possible moments of pleasure we have together. Why do we do this to each other?
Well, we said this trip would be make or break.
If we get back alive.
Oh, I'm sorry, Callum.
I'm sorry too.
We've got to stop arguing.
I think it's the only thing that keeps us together.
Yeah, there are other things.
I have a vague memory of something we used to do together. Well, at least roughly at the same time.
Oh, it's so romantic here. Under the moonlight with the waves lapping against our feet.
Mm.
Under different circumstances, we would probably,
Yeah, under different circumstances. Mind you, I'm sure Joan will turn up safe. You could always...
Callum, how can you? At a time like this, poor Joan could... Do you want any help with your shorts? Oh, it's like from here to eternity.
Well, certainly do my best, Petra, you know.
That Red Lion pub place was wild. Was that authentic?
The fights were. Oh, Joan, where are you?
Oh, Hal, don't worry. She's a grown woman.
Yeah, but she's not as sussed in the ways of the world like we are.
You must have lost people when you were a roadie.
Yeah, but we knew where they were. They'd either be in custody, having their stomach pumped, or lying on the bottom of the hotel swimming pool. Much simpler in those days.
Joan will turn up.
Yeah, but what if she doesn't? What do I do? For a start, her mother will probably sue for negligence.
Hi.
Still no Joan.
No. And Simon's not back from the police station.
He went there hours ago.
So what do we do?
I'll make some tea.
What is it?
It's Joan.
Is she...
lying on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Stark naked.
Huh?
Asleep?
Yes. And so's he.
He?
A man.
Bloody hell.
Is she okay?
Well, she's got a smile on her face.
Oh, don't disturb her.
I want some tea.
Oh, is that all you can think of?
Or a beer.
Excuse, please.
It's the police.
But no Simon.
You are the people who have lost a lady.
We found her.
Good.
But we've lost a man.
But don't worry. We can struggle on without him.
Is the lady all right?
Oh, what's happening out here? Oh, dear me. I'd better put some clothes on.
But what about Simon?
That is the man who is looking for a lady who is no longer missing.
Yes.
He has been charged.
Charged? What's the daft sod done now?
Are you sure we're talking about the same person?
He has caused much upset.
Yep, that's our Simon.
One of you must come to the police station tomorrow. Please be early. We don't want him 2 days.
You're lucky. We've got him for 3 months.
Will he be all right? Well, it's nothing serious, is it?
We will sort everything out tomorrow. We are very obliging if you are.
Right. I apologize for my people, officer. They're not used to foreign travel.
Please.
Are you responsible for this truck? This truck cannot be parked here. Move it immediately. Take this ticket.
A parking ticket?
No, it's free entry to my brother's disco, Fergus Bar. Topless dancers every night.
Anyone for coffee?
Me, please. I'll be up in a second.
Anyone for coffee? Listen to little Miss Innocent. Like nothing happened yesterday. Come on. Tell all.
Yes, Joan. Spill the beans before the lads wake up. We want all the gory details.
Yeah. Well, he drove me up to the hills. The view was wonderful.
And then?
We took all our clothes off and talked.
Talked?
Eventually. Afterwards. Oh. I told him all about Babisham.
But will you tell Babisham about him?
Well, I promised the WI I'd give a talk when I get back.
You're going to show slides?
Babisham will never be the same.
I'll never be the same.
Oh, Joan, it's so romantic.
Oh, it was. Making love under the fig tree.
Oh, I forget when I last did it.
And then in the olive grove.
We did it last night. Nearly.
And then back under the fig tree.
We were searching all over for you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't think. It's a pity you didn't find me.
And spoil your fun.
He had a couple of friends.
Joan, you didn't.
So he said.
We could stay an extra day.
We could, couldn't we? There's no rush.
Speak for yourselves. I can't wait to get a piece of the action.
Simon's available.
I'd rather become a nun.
I think that's what his ex-wife did.
I want to know what Joan's secret is.
I don't know. Mother always told me to smile and avoid talking about the weather. He kept calling me
his little Joni.
Well, little Joni, why did you bring him back to the truck?
My mother always said that if a gentleman has taken you out and escorted you back home, you should invite him in for a coffee. Shame I couldn't light the primus.
What are you three cackling over? It's like the opening of Macbeth.
Coffee, Trigger. One bat sale, two.
No thanks. I'd best get down to the police station and collect Simon. God knows what he's been doing to get arrested.
Just being. Oh, poor Simon. He was searching for me. We should all go down and be there when he comes out. Well, he can't have done anything serious.
You've been charged with what?
Molesting a tourist.
Oh, the poor woman. It was a woman, wasn't it?
I didn't do it. It was an accident. I thought it was Joan.
I never knew you felt that way about me. You are a dark horse.
I have spiritual, not physical needs. Did anyone bring my cigarettes?
Trigger's got them.
Well, get them off him before he smokes the lot, the greedy git.
Actually, he's next door negotiating your release.
Oh, good old Trigger.
It's all right, Simon. I've sorted everything. You're a free man.
Thanks, Trigger. You're a pal.
Yeah. I managed to persuade them that their evidence was suspect, given that the alleged victim was obviously of diminished responsibility.
On what grounds?
Well, she was from Birmingham.
She was from Birmingham? God, Simon, have you got no taste?
It was a misunderstanding.
Cheers, Trigger, mate. Did you bring my ciggies?
Yeah, all 20 packs.
I only want one.
Yeah, well, the cops weren't so easily pleased.
What?
It's a sad fact, but bribery oils the wheels of authority.
In episode 3 of Kathmandu or Bust, Petra was played by Michelle Chadwick, Joan by Sarah Crowden, Simon by David Haig, Callum by Forbes Masson, Trigger by Richard Ridings, and Ellie by Laurie Susie. Joan's lover was played by Jonathan Keeble, and the Turkish guide by Andrew Branch. Kathmandu or Bust was written by David Napfine and Mike Yeaman, and produced by Lissa Evans.
Right, people. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Wait.
Yes, officer?
We have been looking at your vehicle, and we think it is overloaded.
Overloaded? Ridiculous.
Yes, but perhaps the truck would be a lot lighter if you got rid of the heavy metal cassettes from the dashboard.
You what? Do I have any choice?
If you wish to leave here...
Face it, Trigger. Bribery oils the wheels of authority.
Thank you for your cooperation. Our inspector is a big meatloaf fan.